This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that providing work to every person according to their abilities and connecting them with the country's development to make every family prosperous is only possible through a cooperative movement. Cooperative sector has gained significant momentum over the past 3 years due to the centre's efforts as the government has given special impetus to the cooperative movement. Speaking at the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Janata Sahakari Bank in Pune this afternoon, he said Modi government has made India's cooperative sector marketable. Mr. Shah informed that the first regional office of the Central Register Cooperative Society will be opened in Pune. Mr. Shah said that an umbrella organization has been formed to help and support the cooperative banks across the country to get them out of financial difficulties.
हमने 300 करोड़ की जमा राशि अम्ब्रेला संगठन में इकट्ठा करने का काम समाप्त कर दिया है और अब ये अम्ब्रेला संगठन कोऑपरेटिव बैंकों को हर प्रकार की सहायता देने के लिए सक्षम हो जाएगा।
In Telangana, army rescue teams are to reach the tunnel where 8 workers were trapped after the roof of a tunnel in Nagar Kurnool district collapsed. State Irrigation Minister Uttam Kumar Reddy informed the media that the army helped sort to rescue the trapped workers and the rescue teams are likely to reach the tunnel. Over a dozen workers were injured when the roof of the Sri Shailam left bank canal tunnel collapsed after the workers began work with the help of the tunnel bore mission. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called Chief Minister Revanth Reddy over phone and assured the central government's full support to the state government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The 119th episode of the monthly radio program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. Former Governor of Reserve Bank of India Shaktikant Das has been appointed as Principal Secretary too to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. His selection was approved by the Appointments Committee of the Cabinet. Mr. Das is a former 1980 batch IAS officer of Tamil Nadu cadre. His appointment will be coterminous with the term of the Prime Minister or until further orders, whichever is earlier. The first session of the 8th Assembly of Delhi will be held from Monday. This session is proposed to be held for 3 days. Delhi Assembly in a notification stated that the newly elected members of the House will be sworn in on the first day of the session. The election of the Speaker of the Assembly will also take place on the same day. Nepal's Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba today spoke to Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi on the alleged suicide of a Nepali girl student inside the KIIT campus at Bhuvaneshwar and urged him to have a fair investigation into the incident. In a telephonic conversation with Mr. Majhi, she also demanded strong action against the culprits responsible for the death of the girl. Dr. Deoba urged Mr. Majhi to ensure a safe environment for Nepali students in continuing their studies in the university. The Odisha Chief Minister informed the Nepal Foreign Minister that the issue has been taken seriously by his government and a high-level committee is inquiring into the matter. In the women's AFIH Pro League hockey, India secured a crucial 1-0 victory against Germany at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhuvaneshwar today. Star drag flicker Deepika scored the decisive goal from a penalty corner in the 12th minute to give India the lead with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. This win marks a strong comeback after India's 4-0 defeat to Germany yesterday. In tennis, the top-seeded Indian duo Jeevan Nadeiyanan and Vijay Sundar Prasant have clinched the men's doubles title of Pune ATP Challenger 100. They defeated the second-seeded Australian pair Blake Beldon and Matthew Romeos 3-6, 6-3, 10-0 to be crowned champions in front of the home crowd. This was Jeevan's third career title, while it was the second for the duo as a pair following their Hangzhou Open triumph late last year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.